Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
All right, folks, grab your coffee, your hard hat, your dog, or whatever keeps you moving today. We're diving straight into one of the biggest BS headaches in the blue-collar world: getting organized, getting paid, and getting rid of the chaos.
And we brought in someone who's shaking the industry awake. Joe Kay, co-founder of Procured, a tool built for the trades, not some tech bros.
If you're tired of chasing checks, losing invoices, or running your business off a hope and an Excel file, you're going to want this one.
So it's simple, sharp, and way more fun than staring at an Excel file. So let's get into it.
This is the Blue Collar BS Podcast. Let's roll.
Welcome back, everyone, to this episode of Blue Collar BS. How are you doing today, Brad?
I am wonderful, Mr. Stephen Doyle. And what is life in Motor City, Detroit?
Oh, it's, you know, loving the snow. It's the eternal gray, which I love.
You're sicko.
I am. It's great.
The better part is we're recording this in early December on a Friday afternoon after the Detroit Lions took care of the Dallas Cowboys last night, which was
so nice.
That was good to see, right?
It was good to see
my little Lion guy right here, very happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, they played a lot better than they played on Thanksgiving, that's for sure.
Well, you know, when you're 3-11 on Thanksgiving games over the last 14 years or whatever it is, you're expected to lose. So it's all good.
No. No, man.
I know you've lived there. I've also been a fan my entire life, Steve, so I have no expectations on Thanksgiving. I go to Thanksgiving with family every year. Like, oh, you think they're going to win? I'm like, nope. Not a chance.
Wow. Where's your faith? You call yourself a fan?
It's called reality.
Reality. Wow.
I can be a real fan with reality. Man.
Well, we could go down this path, but today we're not going to. So who do we have on the show today, Brad?
Today we have the CEO and co-founder of a very cool tool that I think our audience is going to enjoy hearing about a little bit. From Procured, veteran-owned field service management software company, Joe Kay. He is here. We met through mutual connections, LinkedIn, whatever that was. We hooked up, had a conversation. And Joe, we are happy to have you here today to talk about Procured and your journey.
Yeah, thank you so much. Happy to be here. I also was a big fan of the Lions win last night. I was playing against a lot of Cowboys in fantasy football. And so specifically Pickens having that terrible game was really nice for me. Happy to be here. And as a Jeff fan and a fellow miserable NFL fan, I know where you guys are coming from.
I didn't say I was a Lions fan.
Least have a Super Bowl underneath your belt. We don't even have an appearance.
I get there.
Yeah, so, you can't get out of the first round. So,
so it's all good.
All good. So before I forget and we continue on with our conversation, Joe, which generation do you identify with?
Yeah, so Generation Y. So
Generation Y.
Is X, that's y, what I
that'd be millennial in case you wanted to use the big word.
Yeah. So I did a quick Google. I was like, what gen am I involved in? So yeah, I'm a millennial. But Generation Y is as they say.
Yeah, yeah. Per the Google machine. Per the Google. So Joe, tell us how you got started down the journey of Procured.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty exciting, and it's been a really, really fun journey. The home service industry is such an exciting place to be right now, as it's one of the fastest growing spaces in the country. I believe it's the fastest growing space in the country, right? It makes up 4% of the U.S. workforce. GDP. That is insane. And so I didn't know these things until I got really into the weeds. But to answer your question long-windedly, I've been in the tech space for a really long time. I've been in the tech space for about 15, 16 years. And I was thinking about getting out. I wanted to get out of the tech space. AI is eating up jobs left and right. And I said, maybe I want to get back into, the blue collar space. I had done construction all throughout college. I had a bunch of connections to pay for, beers and college. I was in a hammer.
Yep.
And I said, shingles here and there, get some beverages. Yeah. You're all good.
It was mostly like post furniture install, like cleanup, touch up jobs. So, anything from putting ceiling tiles into place to, fixing the fiberglass in the cubicles and all that stuff. Very, very, labor intensive and all that good stuff. Right. But, I still have a ton of connections and family that are involved in multiple different avenues of construction. And so, I tapped them and I said, hey, I'm interested in maybe being a silent partner or just trying to get back into the business. I've got a ton of really, really great knowledge about how businesses work because I've been a part of all these different startups. I really would love an opportunity to figure out a different way to kind of leverage my knowledge and get into the home service or blue collar space, however you want to slice it. And so I started to connect with a bunch of business owners and I signed a bunch of NDAs and through my accountant, he connected me to a bunch of folks and it was every single person was just financials were all over the place. It was crazy. It was, oh, this check is in the mail. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get paid on this in 6 months or yeah, we haven't sent that invoice out, but we did that job. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? There's this crazy mist in the market. How are these people running and still very successful businesses? Because there's so much work out there for these folks that are in the blue collar space, right? There's not enough in people candidly in the space. And so the folks that are in this space are just getting crazy amounts of work. So I went to my accountant and I said, look, I can't sanely invest in a business that does not know how they're collecting their money after they've completed a job. So
They do know how. It's called eventually.
Eventually. It's true. It really is true. Right. And I had a business owner pull up an Excel file on a call when we were talking about an investment in the business. And I said, so this is how you're keeping track of all your financials today? And he said, yep. And I update it when, a check comes in. And so I went back to the drawing board mentally and I said, all right, there's got to be a way I can take my technology knowledge and map it to the knowledge that I have in the blue collar space and the home service industry. And so the idea of Procured kind of came to through that process. And my co-founder, Luke, is an incredibly smart guy. The way that he thinks about things, I think from A to B, he thinks about the galaxy and then all the different ways from A to B that can be, connected. Mm-hmm. It's just massively different.
The cluster thinker versus the linear thinker.
Yeah, yeah. And I reached out to Luke and I said, hey, you think you could build something like this? And he was like, give me a few days. Let me think about it. He called me back like 30 minutes later and he was like, let's friggin' do this. And that was, about a year ago. So the rest is history. And, we've been grinding and doing this startup ever since.
And so how has the adoption rate or the opportunity, when you call the guy that's working on a spreadsheet and you say, hey, I got the solution. Did he have interest in the solution? Did he care about the solution? Or was it just, I'm good. I'll just continue to write. I'll just record my checks in this Excel file when they show up. My wife will take care of it.
Yeah, to be honest, it's a little bit of both, right? I'm not going to sit here and say every single person saying, oh, damn, thanks, Joe. We've Procured. This is amazing. Let's sign up. I wish it was like that easy, but if it was, everybody would do it, I guess. But, there's certainly a lot of folks that are ready to adopt tech. And I believe the number of home service businesses that are utilizing some type of technology in their day-to-day operations is around 60% to 70%, which is massively, massively increased in the last 5 years. And so when we think about the thought process around tech, it's no longer this elephant in the room. And then candidly, I also think that the home service industry is getting younger. I think that a lot of folks are saying, hey, college is not for me. I personally just finished off paying my loans. I certainly wouldn't have wanted to have to do what I just did with all the loans, right? And so folks that don't have to do that and can go making $10, $20, $30 an hour doing, you know, stuff with their hands right out of high school, or go to a trade school and have a couple years to learn, I think that's a lot more enticing than it has been in the last few years.
Yeah, I just was at a breakfast meeting with one of my young clients. He does a lot of earthwork movement, and then he brought his buddy who just started his own landscaping company after being in different corporate roles for the last 5 years post-school. So they're both in their late 20s, right? And they're just out doing their own entrepreneur activities and doing their things. And this product is going to be very beneficial to introduce them to that, because right now it's kind of all over the map as to how they do their things and how do I create an invoice and where does it go and how quickly can I get it? And did I actually send the invoice out? Did I not send the invoice out? Oh, I got to wait back to get to the office, and there's the clipboard, and there's the this, and there's it's yes. So this is a really cool tool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely helpful. And I think even things like within Procured, you can have different service locations, right? So if you're servicing a commercial business that has multiple service locations, how are you maintaining and managing that? You know, and it can't be done on an Excel spreadsheet. It's just simply can't. And so, I really
guys with Smartsheet may argue with you about that, but that's okay.
Yeah, there's certainly people that will argue with that yep. Everything can be done on an Excel file.
Exactly.
No, I'm so tired of staring at Excel files. So Joe, tell our audience, like, from a high level overview standpoint, how does this work?
Yeah. It's a good question. I think we've got a lot of different features, but I call it our core four, which really are our most important features. And so those are requests, quotes, job management, and invoicing. Now, when it comes to requests, we actually have an embedded request form that lives on our client's website. And so this functions really as a top funnel lead capture. So I go to Joe Plummer's website. I visit that website and I say, hey, I need to fix my refrigerator. It hasn't been working, et cetera, et cetera. I, as the business owner, get all that information collected and then put directly into Procured system. And that lives in Procured system for forever. And then you can manage everything off of that said client. So you can create a quote and send a quote directly out and say, hey, thanks so much, Steve, for requesting information from us, from Joe Plummer. Here's a quote of how much it would cost. Or you can even say, we need an on-site assessment, or even assign a team member in Procured and have that team member say, hey, this is on you. You got to go do this at 3:00 on Monday. And so once you've accepted that quote, right, the next step is the job management function. And so our guys and gals are able to clock in and out on their phones directly on a job site. They can manage expenses within the job itself. And then our fan favorite feature is the before and after photos. I call it the CYA pics, really.
Absolutely.
Right. And so what's great about that is you can manage the entire life cycle of a job. But remember, this all lives under the request that came in and the client within our system. Mm-hmm. So we're almost functioning as a Salesforce or like a client management tool outside of some of the things that we can do. And then that fourth and final piece is invoicing, which is pretty straightforward, right? It's, you know, we built this job, or we did whatever we said we were going to do. The next step is to let's invoice. So let's get paid faster. And so we're able to invoice via text or email, and we can actually track the flight of that invoice, which is really exciting, right? So you send that invoice out and you know, hey, I sent the invoice out at 4:00 on the 5th. Maybe I'm going to get it on the 6th or the 7th, and you could actually see what's going on. And there's additional things like for landscapers, we can actually map out lawns and map the square footage or square yardage and tie that directly to a quote. So,
nice.
You know, really, really slick features. But I would say our core four is really what is utilized the most.
That's fantastic. Nice.
And from your audience or your target audience base, thinking of it, is there a tech adopt, like a group that is more apt to adopt tech in your for something like this that you've seen so far?
Yeah, I think it's certainly the younger folks, right? The guys and gals mm-hmm. that have just come out of school and they're ready to, you know, hit the pavement. They're definitely a lot more tech savvy. I see a lot of bigger businesses adopting tech. So anything between like a 5 to 15 truck business, for example, I would call that like a medium sized business in our space. But yeah, I think the more successful businesses have adopted technology because it makes their life easier, and it also makes their clients' life easier. Right. So I think it's, you know, it's a combination of the three. Yeah.
I guess the ultimate question I would have is for those that have, you know, that helped you beta and go forward and do the things, what kind of turnaround time from a cash cycle perspective have they shared with you to, you know, I know that we've had clients in the past where they were averaging jobs completed, it's 30 to 35 days before the invoice goes out. I have a landscaping company that does my stuff here. They will show up at my house on I'll say the 5th of the month. I'll get the invoice dated the 30th of that month, but that invoice wasn't mailed until the 28th. And I may receive it on like the 3rd or 4th of the next month. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think I'm going to rush through and pay this invoice after you've taken a month to get it to me? No, thank you.
I've said this 100 times to a ton of different prospects and clients. When you finish the job, the best time is to send the invoice when they just see the finished job and they're like, damn, this looks great. Thank you so much. Here's the invoice. We've had clients that get paid same day as job completion. It's massively different when you can make their lives easier and send a text to literally collect payment. I can send a text and say, here's the payment. Thanks so much. I'm doing it on my phone. Mm-hmm. And just the turnaround time is massively different. So, you know, I've heard the horror stories of the checks in the mail. I've heard the horror stories of saying, hey, we just finished the job. I'm going to send you an invoice and then you can send me a check, you know, when you're ready to go. It's just crazy. I can't even imagine running a business like that because you got to worry about cash flow. How am I going to pay the folks that work for me? How am I going to pay rent? Right. How am I going to pay for the trucks? How am I going to pay for X, Y, and Z? It's crazy. So, to me, the industry, that's, you know, one of the exciting things for me and Procured is this is a no-brainer. It should be a no-brainer. You gotta start to identify how you're going to be using technology in your day-to-day.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes, absolutely. And the opportunity to go from getting paid the same day, doing those things and being able to cover, not get on your line of credit, not get everything on your credit cards, not carry 42% interest on credit card debt, that just goes a long way on your business credit and allows you to go get the next piece of equipment and the capital and all those other things. And having a system that you can show somebody, hey, this is what I've done, and not pull up a spreadsheet of maybe I got paid, maybe I did it, going to the bank to look for a loan to get that new piece of equipment is just going to make it so much easier. There's so much benefit here. I cannot stress how much benefit is here just from a system and your system in particular, as we're talking about it today, but just having something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
You know, the old ledger books are writing it down. I'm like, oh my gosh, there was one of my networking partners. They've been waiting on an invoice for over a year for work done on landscaping at their house.
What?
Did I stutter?
What? Over a year for an invoice?
Yes.
I mean, at some point,
and it's not like it's not a $50 invoice.
I got that. Yeah.
It was for some hardscaping work that was done, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, it's
madness.
It's a five digit deal waiting on an invoice for five digit.
Yeah.
What?
And they're all because
you did the job. You did the job for fun, like funsies,
right?
Like that's insane.
Correct.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that speaks for itself, right?
It's absolutely insane.
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
So I got to go here. So there's the Mets stuff behind you.
Yeah.
Obviously, Steve's in Detroit. Are you guys going to go try to acquire the Detroit pitching staff in order to make your run?
Listen, as a Mets fan, you know, one of my favorite sayings is there's always next year. And so,
as a Mets fan too, it usually ends at week two.
Are you saying that like in April?
Yeah. Look, we're loyal folks at Procured. We are Jets and Mets fans. There's no one more loyal than us, right? but all jokes aside, Uncle Steve, as I call him, Steve Cohen, he is He's the greatest owner in sports, and the Mets will have, they, I promise you, they will have their moment in the championship, and they will win the World Series. I promise. It's inevitable. It is inevitable.
Okay.
What is the Thanos when he's like, I am inevitable, right? Isn't that what he said? That's Steve Cohen to the MLB.
Wow. Wow.
Former GM, and I know his MO. So, he's going to try to save you payroll dollars, and then we're going to play a little money ball, and hopefully it works out and you get the right team together.
Well, I mean, that was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Yep.
It was a good movie.
Great movie.
So this is the part of the show. We're going to do a little rapid fire questions here, Joe.
Let's do it.
We're going to ask you a few things, whatever comes to your head. It is an explicit show, so don't hold back. Favorite blue collar skill you wish more people had?
Anything to do with HVAC.
Okay. If you had a time machine, what year are you going back to and why?
50s. Post-World War II. Like what's the greatest time to be in America, probably.
Yeah, I would agree. That's awesome. I would agree with you. I'd either go there or I'd go back to the Al Capone time. Before that, just to go see what was going on.
No, I was going to say that when you think about these times, like you go back and you think about yourself being in like the kingpin, I was part of the best time of the 1950s. But
no worries. What's your go-to excuse when running late?
I often just say my bad. I missed it. I'm not a big excuse guy.
Okay.
All right.
And maybe not what you want to hear.
Last time you got, what were you doing the last time you got your hands dirty?
Fixing a tire.
Great. Tell me it wasn't a freeway.
No, glass bottle in a parking lot, tucked under the tire, just backing up. Ooh. Didn't see it. Other side of the car, glass bottle shattered. Massive. This happened literally about a month ago, actually. So,
Wow.
Yeah.
At least the weather wasn't too cold then for you.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't too bad.
Let's see here. Beer, bourbon, or you're a kombucha person?
So I'm a Johnny Walker Scotch guy.
All right.
Through and through. I love Johnny Walker.
Coffee or energy drink?
Coffee.
Go-to curse word?
Fuck.
Favorite candy?
Used to be Reese's. Not anymore because they changed. I have a funny story of Reese's and I need to share this with the world.
Wait, what? Okay. Reese's what?
Just
the
Reese's
peanut butter cup?
Or like Reese's, like Christmas trees or the Reese's Halloween pumpkins.
Yeah, so the peanut butter cups.
Okay. Yeah.
Not the pieces.
So I was a diehard Reese's guy. All right. Mm-hmm. I would go down. I would fight to death. This is the hill I would die on. This is the candy that I love. Something changed in flavor for me. And it wasn't clicking anymore. I don't know if maybe I'd grown out of it. I didn't know if it was me. Something was wrong, right? I knew something was wrong. And so what I did was I actually reached out to Reese's and I asked them, I said, did you guys change your formula? Because I used to love your candy and I hate it now. And they wrote back to me and they said that they in fact did change their formula. And so from the 90s to the 2000 to what we have now is a massively different candy because they have tried to shrink on margins.
Yep.
So I mean,
it tastes much flatter.
Yes.
It doesn't have that same richness to it. It just tastes more bleh.
And my,
okay.
And
so what's, so since it used to be, now what's your favorite candy?
I am anything like caramel. That's like got the chocolate covering. I'm a sucker for, but yeah, I mean, it breaks my heart when we talk about candy.
Okay.
It really does.
Are you a text or call guy?
I'm a big time call guy.
Mm, not traditional for your Gen Y. Not
traditional millennial.
Yeah.
Early bird or night owl?
Well, as of right now, both. I'm up at 5 a.m. and I'm grinding away.
Around the clock. Yeah.
I was up this morning at 5 a.m. I worked out. Thankfully, it was like 10 degrees here in New York, so there was not a soul in the gym. Yep. And then, you know, I'm generally up until 11:30, 12. Whew. So little bit of both as of right now as we build Procure and we service our clients.
Okay. Favorite tool, either literally or metaphorically?
So I recently got a nice drill, like a Milwaukee. Okay. And prior to that, I was using a screwdriver pretty much for the most part. I live in an apartment, and a drill has weirdly changed. I'm finding things to just fix or just put screws in because I need to use the drill. I just need to use it. So I would go with drill, but yeah. Yeah, no, drill.
All right. What was in your lunchbox today?
So I eat a Honeycrisp apple every single day at 3 p.m. This is a fun fact about me. This is a weird fact. I have a Honeycrisp every single day from the fridge.
All right. Dream job as a kid.
I wanted to be a scientist.
And you kind of are.
Yeah.
Kind of are.
Data scientist, I guess, to some extent. Mm, yeah.
All right. This one could be controversial. Best pizza topping.
Well, a good pizza doesn't need any toppings. All right. I want to be very clear on that.
Ooh. That's why I thought this was, you're in New York. I thought this could be controversial.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's just have some sauce on some dough. We'll call it good.
Well, we have the best pizza, and there's you can't argue it. You cannot argue it.
We can.
Well, we can.
Just not on this show. There's plenty of shows for that. It's just not this one.
Yeah. Well, those people are wrong. And this, I think there's a spot that is not too far from where I currently live, and they put jalapeno slices, pepperoni, and then the spicy honey on top. It hits different. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal
slice. That sounds delish.
That does sound really good.
I am so glad you didn't say pineapple.
Yeah.
You might just have to come out to procure it on a field trip just to get the pizza.
Yeah.
Last thing you Googled.
I'm 34 years old. What generation am I a part of? I had forgotten off the top of my head, and I was like, damn, I gotta answer the question.
Favorite movie quote.
Shoot. Favorite movie quote. I'm a huge Goodfellas fan. So I love it. It's like, you know, do I look like a clown? I amuse you? I love to use that when I'm messing around with my buddies.
Awesome.
All right.
Biggest pet peeve at work. This is coming from the boss. So anybody listening, it's part of the team. Pay attention.
Being late to meetings, team meetings, even a minute late. I when I was growing up, my dad told me that if you're not 10 minutes early, then you're late.
That's
party
right.
time.
And he's one of these guys, I swear to God, we would get to an airport before a flight, like 2 hours before the flight. And I'm talking about after we had been through security. So really, we had gotten to the airport three hours ahead of schedule. Yes,
right. That was probably 9/11 as well.
Yeah.
On top of
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. And even like I grew up, I played baseball my whole life. And, you know, even just when we were playing baseball and he would drop me off for practice, he'd be like, all right, good luck. And I'd get there 45 minutes before. There's not a soul on the field. So I would warm up for like, you know, 30, 40 minutes. It's just something that's been ingrained in me as a kid to just be on time, and 10 minutes early is late.
Okay. Favorite music.
I play guitar. So, I love guitar. Any type of guitar, really. So,
okay. Favorite sport?
Baseball.
Bucket list vacation location.
I would love to go to Asia. I wanna go to Japan.
Okay.
I hear Japan is really, really phenomenal.
Okay, book it for 2027 because that's what's gonna happen once you go through this 2026 with Procured. So book it now. Start planning it. Let's go.
I really should.
Let's make that happen. Living or dead, who would you want to have a conversation with?
I'm a big history buff. So I'd probably go with like, you know, a famous general or so. Like I used the World War II analogy earlier on, like what my favorite time would probably be. Just because I think like, you know, that time in history is so crazy. So I'd probably want to like talk with like a general of some crazy war.
Like Patton, you know, as an example.
Patton, Churchill isn't really a general, but like a leader, right, of like the free world in Europe. You know, somebody of that status. I would also love to meet Jimi Hendrix and I think maybe like a George Washington too. We'll throw him in there.
Okay.
All right.
And then the last one, which you may or may not get, as always, because you are Gen Y, Ginger or Marianne?
Ginger or Marianne? Yeah, I don't.
It's a Gilligan's Island, right?
Gilligan's Island.
You'll have to go binge watch it on Netflix or something, or on MeTV somewhere, and then you can make the choice.
A little clips on what was it, TV Land?
Yep.
Back in the day,
probably.
Yeah.
So, Joe, how do people find you? Where do they get a hold of you? Where do they get to get a demo of Procured? I mean, we'll put a link in our show notes and things like that. But how do they find you otherwise?
Yeah. So you can reach out to me directly at Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, at procured.us. You can also go to our website at procured.us. That's probably the easiest way to find us. As of right now, we're also Get Procured on Instagram. So if you want to check your socials, that's an easy way. You can shoot us a DM or just shoot me an email. Happy to have a conversation with you. We're pretty responsive. I'm up from 5 to midnight. So you'll get a hold of me.
As we were going through this, I just sent the landscaping guy that I was talking about earlier, I just sent them a link to the site with the pricing and things like that. And I said, hey, if this is of interest, I can make a direct connection right to the founder and you don't have to go through all the other,
stuff. Steps.
So we'll see where that goes. But Joe, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and coming on and sharing Procured and sharing some knowledge and sharing a little bit about yourself as we went through the rapid fires, and let's get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, guys. I really appreciate the time today, and excited to watch this when it comes out. So, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. All right, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Take care, thanks. Guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.